Good morning, 6:33 a.m. on July 8th, Sunday morning. It's a drizzly morning here this morning, so I'm putting my phone back in the pocket. If we have a technical malfunction, we'll have to deal with it, but I'm not going to hold it out and let the rain fall on it. So let's see. Yesterday was, I got a good writing day in. I took some of the suggestions from some of the readers, some of the beta readers that have been coming in, and my sister got in touch with me about some really obvious things that I should have thought about, given that Tanith is an herbalist, and there's actually an herb that we've already seen in this world that is sometimes called boneset or bone stitch, and she didn't use it. Which was kind of like, oh, talk about missing the easy points. Holy crap, I couldn't believe it. So I need to go back and relayer the first part of the story. The upshot of this is going to be that she's going to actually heal her broken arm much sooner than might otherwise be expected, which could be 6 to 8 weeks. I think it's going to be probably more like 2 to 3. So, yeah, there's that. So we'll see how this works out. I'm liking the richness. I'm liking the texture of the new story, the one that's emerging from the bones of the one that I've written so far. I think people are going to like it. It still has a more oriental theme structure, plot structure, in that there, while there are bad guys and there are things that happen as the result of human action, for the most part, this is a journey story, and it's about her on her journey. So she's moving forward and backward in time, in ways that I think are going to be quite satisfying to the reader when I finally get it done. So, yeah, I'm pleased. I'm very pleased with the way things are going. What else? It rained last night. It rained a very pleasant drizzle most of the night, a soaker. The sidewalk is slightly wet this morning. I'm getting the odd drop of rain here and there, so it's just still dripping ever so lightly. But the lawns are all soaking it up. My lawn is going to be very grateful for the extra water. I'm going to have to mow next week, probably Monday and Wednesday, just to catch up. But yeah, should be good. It's humid though, and so even though it's quite cool, around 60 degrees, it is overcast and muggy and clammy. It's not the most comfortable. The diet yesterday got totally screwed up, and I need to do some more research, because I made some oatmeal for breakfast yesterday, and I tried it just plain, just oatmeal. Steel-cut oats, Irish oats, rich and creamy. They came out very, very moist, very wet. And they were tasty. I really missed the ginger and cinnamon that I usually put in them, to say nothing of the raisins. So, a bit bland. But when I loaded it into my tracking program at choosemyplate.gov, the database said, no protein, which I thought was odd. And while it was very low calorie breakfast, I found myself wishing for more food mid-morning while I was trying to write, and wound up having to have fruit snack earlier in the day than I'm used to. And then, even more curiously, I made my own refried beans. I simmered beans slow yesterday afternoon and let them soak up a bit overnight to soften even more, and then mashed them and tossed them in a frying pan with an onion and maybe a tablespoon or so of olive oil, just to keep them from sticking. And they were quite delicious. I threw in a little bit of mild chili powder and had them with a tortilla and some of my homemade salsa, and it was quite yummy. But when I loaded that into the tracker, there was still no protein. And I'm trying to figure out, because I always thought beans were a good source of fiber and protein. So either the database is screwy, or my understanding of nutrition is badly out of whack. So I'm going to need to go do some research today and find out which one it is. I made up for it last night by eating too much ground turkey. I made turkey patties and grilled them. So instead of hamburgers, I had ground turkey with a little bit of onion and a little bit of garlic powder and some basil, and grilled them up and had it with just a very, very light scrape of barbecue sauce. It was quite tasty. And the whole wheat bread was not anywhere near as much calorie as I was afraid of. Yesterday was a bit higher than I've been doing, but still well under 2,000 calories for the day, even when I added in the chocolate milk that I have in the evening to add the extra dairy. But I wound up with just barely adequate protein for the day, and apparently way too much sodium, and I don't understand where the sodium came from, because I didn't eat anything yesterday except for the bread, which is, I suppose, possible, because the bread has a ridiculous amount of sodium in it. I even checked the label on the bread, and the label on the bread and the database match pretty well. So it was very, very strange. But this morning I'm going back to wheat toast, peanut butter, and my V8 juice breakfast. I find that gives me the best balance for the morning. And the daily weigh-in this morning was a little disappointing. Perhaps the sodium levels were high, because the weigh-in this morning was up by a whole pound. I've been up by a whole pound for a long time. So that was somewhere along the way. I've managed to either retain water, or the batteries in my scale are dying or something, I don't know. But it was very disconcerting. I'm not paying too much attention to it. It'll probably go back down again. And we'll see how it goes. I did reset my goal yesterday, so I need to be at 192 2 weeks from yesterday. So there's plenty of time. We'll ease it on down the road. So, let's see, we talked about story, we've talked about weight, diet, talk about my class. I've got the two syntheses, I can't say that word for some reason this morning, it's the second time I've botched it. I've got the syntheses in for a couple of my students, and they're actually pretty good. A couple of points that I always seem to come back to, one way or another. One of the misconceptions that many, many, many teachers seem to have, and I don't know if this is something that's special to the South or if it's unique to rural teachers or what. It may be something that's endemic in the teaching core. That's the firmly held belief that the laws of the land preclude them from teaching religion, religious topics, in the classroom, which is, of course, totally false. But the problem is, of course, is that they want to teach Christianity and they don't want to teach religion. And that's where things get a little bit dicey. So comparative religion is perfectly legal. It's actually encouraged, I think. It would be a good thing to offer. It would be good for people to have an understanding of what all of these other belief systems look like. But the idea that they're not allowed to teach religion is really rooted in the fact that most of them want to teach Bible studies. And while a study of the Bible from a literature standpoint is a valid one, the study of the Bible from a religious standpoint runs into problems. So it's an interesting dichotomy that they find themselves in. And as a result, I think that most schools do what most schools do, and that's protect the school by saying, no, we're not going to do this. We're not going to run the risk of getting in trouble with the feds. So we're going to say that, you know, the law prevents us from teaching religion, which in fact it does not. But the net effect of it is pretty much the same. Fear teaches schools not to offer classes where there may be a problem. They have enough trouble dealing with classes where there shouldn't be a problem. So that one was one of them that came up. I'm trying to think, there was one more issue that came up, and I can't dredge it up at the moment. Not important, I guess. First week of class is over, three more to go. Next two are the most, going to be the heaviest, and I'll have a light week at the end. I've already had one person that seems to have dropped out. One person dropped before the class even began. And of the three that were left, one seems to have gone inactive. So I'm suspecting that perhaps she's dropped. I have to be a little bit careful of that, because when did that storm go through? I don't know. I thought it was well before the 4th of July. I thought it was like the end of June. It's possible that she's been without power this long. We'll have to see. She surfaces near the end. I really don't want to do another incomplete. Lovely morning, lovely. So I found out my sister Laurie, whom some of you heard back when I was visiting in October, listens to the podcast occasionally. Good morning, Laurie. I hope you're doing better today. She made herself some chicken soup yesterday. I'd like to go back and visit, but between dentist appointments and eye doctor appointments, everything else is going on here. I got to get my teeth fixed and my eyes fixed before I can think about getting back on a plane and driving and going to Maine again, which is kind of a pain because I'd like to go. Yeah, well, one day at a time. All right. So yeah, my hands are swollen up a little bit this morning. I suspect I've got some sort of I got into something that had a lot of salt in it yesterday. I can't imagine the ground turkey, but that was really when it spiked. Although the ground turkey was also with a lot of bread, and so I suspect that it's more like the more likely problem was the bread. Oh, overcast and sticky. It's not beaten down hot, but it's that wetness where your clothes stick to your body. The dampness. I really don't want to write this morning. Truth be told, I really don't want to write this morning. I really do. I want to get this story moving. I want to get this story done. I took a day off last week. I took off Wednesday because of the dentist. I can't really afford another day completely off. And I know that once I get my feet on the track, my fingers on the keys, I know I'll start grinding away and it'll be fun and it'll be good and it'll be wonderful, but honestly, just between you and me, yeah, not so much. But I think we'll be okay. I need to get some breakfast. I've had about half a cup of coffee this morning. Cats got me up too early by about half an hour. And I've spent the time talking with my sister and checking out today's post secrets. And catching up on my feed reader, doing the grading. Having only two people to grade makes it much easier, and having only a few grades that I have to do makes it much easier. Having to do this every week for 15 weeks or 20 kids is 20 kids, 20 students, because none of them are kids, they're all grad students. That's a bit much. But 4 weeks? 4 weeks I can do. And there's only two of them, so it actually went rather quickly. I knew what grades they were going to earn before I opened the browser, which made it very easy. So anyway, let's see, where are we? Walking past the park, past the gazebo. It's not dripping anymore. At least I'm not seeing any wet spots on the sidewalk that indicate that water is falling from the sky. Robins everywhere. Lots of birds in the bushes. Hear the blackbirds are down in the swale. Hear the mourning doves cooing on the rooftops. Beautiful. In its own way, not the normal crystal clear blue brilliant sunshine, beautiful, but kind of a soft gray, misty, beautiful. Kind of day we don't see here very often. Kind of day we used to get in Maine all the time. But I made it. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, and I will talk to you then.